study this morning. We want to have a word of prayer and read a passage of Scripture. So if you'll turn with me to 1 John chapter 4, I'd like to read a few verses for us as we begin our study, and then we would like to pray together. 1 John chapter 4, and beginning with verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is from God, this spirit is Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming and now is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and he who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Let's pray. Our Father, help us to be discerning as we apply your word to the spirits and claims of our day. And may Christ illumine our minds, guide our lives, and direct us in your path. We ask in his name, amen. This may sound strange to you, but there's actually a movement in the world today that is more dangerous than secular humanism. In fact, secular humanism is dying, and this movement is taking over. And the movement I'm referring to is not Christianity. It's called the New Age movement. And so we would like to share with you on this new movement because Christians are largely unaware of it, and it is even more dangerous than secular humanism. First of all, let me compare secular humanism and the New Age movement. Secular humanism is an attack on Christianity from the left. The New Age movement is an attack on Christianity from the right. Secular humanism is atheistic. The New Age movement is pantheistic. In other words, secular humanism has its roots in the West, but pantheism has its roots in the East. We might call this new movement the invasion from the East. Secular humanism reduces everything to matter, but this New Age movement, pantheism, reduces everything to spirit. Secular humanism says there is no God at all, but the New Age movement says that God is all, and all is God. Secular humanism still controls our schools and our courts, but the New Age movement is influencing our movies and the cults of our day. I would think that secular humanism is now the great danger of the past, and the New Age movement is the great danger of the future. And the reason it's such a danger is because secular humanism, Christians are largely aware of now, but the New Age movement, Christians are largely unaware. And so I would like you to look with me as we study the movement called the New Age movement. First of all, there are various titles to describe the New Age movement. It's called by most people the New Age movement, by proponents and opponents alike. It's also called the Aquarian Conspiracy, after the title of a very famous book by Marilyn Ferguson. It's called the New World Consciousness, or New Consciousness, because it stresses a higher level of consciousness. It's called the New Orientalism by Harvey Cox because it is an invasion of Eastern philosophy into the West. Sometimes called cosmic consciousness because it tries to develop a world attitude and awareness. It also is called cosmic humanism because it shares many things in common with secular humanism. Even though secular humanism is atheistic and this New Age movement is pantheistic, they both are man-centered. They are both religions that believe that man, by his own efforts, can achieve higher levels that he desires to attain unto. It's also called mystical humanism, whereas the secular humanists do not believe in mysticism and prayer and meditation. These new humanists believe in meditation and prayer and religious exercises. Sometimes it's referred to as the human potential movement because it sees the potential for transforming the world to be found in man, not in some supernatural power. And often the New Age movement is referred to as the holistic movement, sometimes spelled with a W, meaning holism or approaching the whole man, body, soul, and spirit, sometimes called the holistic health movement. Whatever you call it, the most popular title is the New Age movement. It's the latest thing, the most significant thing, the most potent thing, and I think the most dangerous enemy of Christianity in the world today. Let me give a brief definition. It's hard to know what to look for and hard to know how to find it unless we are able to describe it. I would define the New Age movement as a broad coalition of various networking organizations which believe in three things: a new world order, a new world religion, pantheistic religion, and a New Age Christ. So the three components of the New Age movement are a new world order, a world government, a world consciousness, a new world religion of an oriental pantheistic variety, Hindu, Zen Buddhism, etc., and a New Age Christ. In fact, some time ago, the Christ advertised in many of the major newspapers of the United States, including the New York Times, there was a full-page ad, "The Christ is now here." This Christ, as they call him, is Lord Maitreya, who supposedly has been living in the Himalaya Mountains and who came down from the Himalaya Mountains and is now somewhere in England, ready to appear and reveal to the world that he is the Christ, the one who can save man from his ecological, economical, political, and spiritual despairs, and to bring in the millennium. There are certain buzzwords of the New Age movement, words that you'll hear a lot. You already are hearing them on the radio and in commercials and in various music presentations. One of the buzzwords of the New Age movement is consciousness. Another one is energy, your energy, or merging with the energy. Sometimes also the word force, because they picture God as a force, capital F. Same movement is behind Star Wars and "May the Force be with you" and "Prepare to meet the Force." Another key word is holistic. Rather than just approaching man's body, approach his body and spirit. Holistic health is a big arm of the New Age movement. Another key word is transformational or transcendent, meaning to go beyond, and transformational, to completely turn around. Another key word in the New Age movement is initiation. Man has to be initiated into this broader consciousness. Other words they use are spaceship Earth. These are ecological words that are designed to portray the world as one organism so that man will be more concerned about the environment, for example. Or global village, to develop a world consciousness. This is a key term, spaceship or global. Planetary vision, another word they often use. Network, because they have a lot of web-like connections between their organizations. Another key word of the New Age movement would be interdependent. They're trying to show the interdependence of all things, that everything depends on everything else. One of the key concepts in a pantheistic religion is I am you, and you are me, and we are God. And this is to show the interdependence of all things. Then there are a number of symbols of the New Age movement. The rainbow is one of their favorite symbols. Now, I hasten to say that not everybody who uses these words or uses these symbols belongs to the New Age movement. But most people in the New Age movement would use these words. For example, Jesse Jackson uses the word Rainbow Coalition. It has nothing to do with the New Age movement. It has to do with the color spectrum of people, red and yellow, black and white, that he believes he has in his political coalition. But the New Age people do use the symbol of a rainbow, and you'll sometimes see it in the back windows of cars or in ads. It's probably the most dominant symbol of the New Age movement. They also use the pyramid. It's been a perennial occult symbol, and occultism is part of the New Age movement. The triangle is used, and the eye inside of a triangle, which has long been a symbol of the occult. The unicorn is a symbol. Concentric circles, or sometimes a circle with a dot in the middle, are symbols of the New Age movement. Rays of light going out from a central source. Strangely enough, 666 worked into artwork, and 666 seems to be a number of the New Age movement, and they try and work in the number 6 as many places as they can. The swastika, strangely enough, is a symbol of the New Age movement, not because it's borrowing from Nazism, but because it's borrowing from the same source as Nazism. Many people don't realize that Hitler borrowed the swastika from Hindu religion, and that the swastika has been a part of Hindu religion for a long time. The New Age movement is borrowing it from Hinduism, and Hitler borrowed it from Hinduism, but the New Age movement is not borrowing it from Hitler. The yin-yang symbol, now that's a circle divided by a wavy line, one half of the circle black and one half of it white, and then one dot in one side of the circle and one dot in the other side of the circle. That's the yin-yang circle of Buddhism, to indicate like the force, good and evil, but there's good and evil and evil in good. And then the goat head inside of a pentagram is another symbol of the New Age movement. So there are various names for it: New Age, Aquarian Conspiracy, New Consciousness, Cosmic Consciousness. There are various buzzwords like energy and consciousness and holistic and transformational and global. There are various symbols like the rainbow, pyramid, triangle, rays of light, a goat head, and 666. The New Age movement has its own version of the Lord's Prayer, which they call the Great Invocation. And I'd like to read it for you. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth from the point of love within the heart of God. Let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Now, there are several key words in that prayer, and you'll find it if you buy a book in a Unity bookstore, for example. Almost always there'll be a little blue prayer card, the Great Invocation, in there. And the key words in this prayer our masters, right near the end of the prayer, the purpose which the masters know and serve, which we'll come to see later, that these masters are actually demonic powers, and the word plan in the last line. The plan is that these demonic powers will reveal themselves through Christ, Antichrist actually, in the last days. It's a prayer that has wide circulation and is the equivalent of the Lord's Prayer in their movement. Now let me say a word about some of the leaders of the New Age movement. First of all, the modern sources. The modern sources go back to a lady by the name of Helena Petrova Blavatsky, who lived between 1831 and 1891. She was a Russian mystic, an occultist, and the co-founder of Theosophy, the Theosophy Society, whose headquarters was in Wheaton, Illinois. And she co-founded that in 1875 with Henry Steele Olcott. And she is the author of two well-known books and a number of others, Isis Unveiled and The Secret Doctrines, 1888, in that second book we'll be referring to later. The Secret Doctrines are magical, demonic, occult doctrines that have been taught down through the centuries, and this is the fountainhead, the modern fountainhead of the New Age movement. Following her was someone named Alice A. Bailey, who died around 1949. She was an English mystic who received telepathic communications from someone she called the Tibetan Master, Djawal Kul, abbreviated DK. And from Djawal Kul, she received these communications for 30 years about the plan, capital P. The plan is the plan for a new world order that will bring in the Messiah, and it will bring in an age of peace and prosperity, the like of which the world has never known. Now, she authored numerous books, but some of the more important ones are Letters on Occult Meditations. We must recognize that the people who are in the occult movement do not think of the word occult as a bad word, and they even use it in the titles of their books. We who study the Bible know that the occult is demonic, but they are almost proud of the term and use it often in their literature. One of her books, Letters on Occult Meditations. Another one, Discipleship in the New Age. Now notice, back before the turn of the century, they were using this term, New Age. And New Age to them means that astrologically we are leaving the Piscean Age, because every 2,000 years there's a major change, and we're going into the Age of Aquarius. You've probably all heard the song, the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. And they believe that we are now in the transition between the Piscean Age and the Aquarian Age, and by the turn of the century, as early as then, she was writing books saying the New Age is coming, and from that we get the title, The New Age Movement. She also wrote one entitled The Reappearance of the Christ, and another one entitled The Externalization of the Hierarchy, 1934. Now, I find that book to be the most helpful of all of the books that she's written, because it's a direct, clear-cut presentation of the demonic occult powers in with which really she is in touch, and that she is using to manifest these messages she's getting to bring about the plan, which seems to be an anti-Christ-type plan in the world. Now let me say a word about some contemporary spokespersons for the movement. Probably the most popular book written on the topic, if you were only going to read one book and you wanted a general feel from somebody who was really zealous about it to give you all aspects of the movement, you probably would want to read The Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson, published in 1980. She gives the general presentation of the movement. Then, if you wanted to know the religious dimensions, what they believe doctrinally and spiritually, there are two main people: Benjamin Krim, who has been called the John the Baptist of the New Age movement. He is a self-proclaimed PR man for the Christ, and he's delivering his revelations to the world now, and saying that any time he's going to manifest himself. And two of his books are The Reappearance of the Christ and Messages from Maitreya, usually pronounced Maitreya or Maitreya, the Christ. And the latter are actual messages that he receives in what he calls an overshadowing. He says he's not a medium, but he gets this overshadowing, and the message comes to him in his inner mind, and he writes it down, and he publishes these, and there's a whole book of them now, over 100 messages, and I'll be quoting from some of them later. Another man who is a religious, theological proponent of this movement is David Spangler, and two of his books are Revelation, The Birth of a New Age, notice the title, New Age, 1976, and Reflections on the Christ, 1978. And David Spangler, as early as 1974, wrote an article on the New Age movement in the East-West Journal, in which he said 10 years previous to that, which would be 1964, the New Age consciousness was arising. You may recall during the 60s when we had the hippies and all of the rebellions in our society, most of them were New Age type thinkers, pantheistic, the flower children who had revolted against materialism and had turned to mysticism, who said you don't make a man happy by adding to his possessions, that's materialism. You make a man happy by taking away from his passions and ultimately realizing that we're all one with the universal energy or consciousness. Then if you wanted to get into the political dimensions of the New Age movement, there are two main writers, Mark Satin, who wrote a book, New Age Politics, Healing Self and Society. And that book by Mark Satin, along with Marilyn Ferguson, would be two books highly informative of the New Age movement. And then there's a man by the name of Robert Mueller, connected with the United Nations, who wrote New Genesis, Shaping a Global Spirituality. And the New Age people work hand in hand with the United Nations because they believe it's the best organization for developing a world consciousness and ultimately a world government. The scientific aspect of the New Age movement has come out recently in a book called The Tao of Physics, spelled T-A-O, but pronounced more like D-O-W, The Tao of Physics, 1984, in which he is contending that modern physics in the subatomic realm, due to Heisenberg's principle of uncertainty and other things about the subatomic realm that lead some scientists to believe that it's erratic and irrational and that there's no hard stuff to reality, no real little pellets of reality, that everything is energy, and they're using this everything is energy from modern physics to prove that this is exactly what we've been teaching, that God is all, he's a universal energy, a force, and we all merge with the force at death. The psychological dimensions of the New Age movement are articulated by a number of psychologists. Abraham Maslow, The Farthest Reaches of Human Nature, 1971, and Religions, Values, and Peak Experiences, 1980, would be two books. Psychologists are now talking about this collective consciousness, which a man by the name of Carl Jung talked about a number of years ago. Erich Fromm talked about the higher humanity, which you could identify with God. And then there are others like Rollo May, who stress human responsibility and human ability, who fit in with some of the aspects of New Age thinking. Health and dietary dimensions. There are a couple people to mention. Victoris Kulvinskas wrote a New Age Directory Holistic Health Guide. The edition I have is 1981. Survival into the 21st Century, Planetary Healer's Manual, 1975. Now, these are two books that you could use as your medical advisor if you were into the New Age movement. And generally speaking, they have a lot of recipes. They're vegetarian because of the Oriental influence on the movement to deny meat, such as Hindus. And in these directories, you could find a lot of information how to have a holistic health through dietary means. Then Leslie Kasloff, Holistic Dimensions in Healing, 1978. Has another book in the same area. Then in the cinema or movies, there are a number of expressions of New Age thought. Generally speaking, the movies of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are all New Age type movies. That is, that stress an occult or pantheistic theme. E.T., the entire Star Wars series, including Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, Poltergeist, Close Encounters, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the more recent one in which Lucas and Spielberg cooperated called Indiana Jones. And that is also a manifestation of the New Age type thinking. Now, there are a number of organizations that are connected with the New Age thought, and I'd like to take a look at some of these organizations. I've compiled a select list of New Age groups. And what I did is I looked in to a particular book, New Age Politics by Mark Satin, and I noticed in the back of the book he listed 100 groups that were associated with the New Age movement. And as we said at the beginning, the New Age movement is a broad coalition of networking groups that seems to have three things in common, to stress the New World Order and to stress a new world Christ and a new world religion. And it was very interesting for me to go through these groups and to see what they claim themselves. Now, in most cases, the things that I'll be quoting here are things that they use to describe their own particular group. In all cases, the description is used by a New Age person to describe the New Age movement, so I'm not making this up. Let's start with A on the list. Ananda Cooperative Village in Nevada City, California, and The Farm in Summertown, Tennessee, are two New Age movements. Now here's what it says. A pair of spiritually oriented intentional communities. We are completely vegetarian, growing most of our own food. Or Ananda lays great emphasis on yoga techniques, on meditation, and on the practical application in the everyday world of the insights gained through meditation. Now, yoga is a practice of the Hindu religion, and a yoga class, despite what people say, is simply a means of getting people prepared for accepting the new consciousness or the pantheistic God. Now, I know there are many Christians even who have engaged in yoga classes, but yoga is like a pre-evangelistic effort to get you into the religion of Hindus through bodily postures and who concentrating on meditation and gaining this consciousness and this energy they're talking about. And this is one of the things they specialize at the village. Then notice down the list here, humanistic psychology, as distinct from Freudian or behavioral psychology, tends to emphasize such New Age topics and concerns as self-realization, spontaneity, choosing, creativity, valuing, responsibility, authenticity, and transcendence. They got most of the code words in there. And humanistic psychology is just an arm of this New Age movement. Notice also the Autumn Press and New Guide Publications are two of their publication arms or outlets. Then the Bear Tribe Medicine Society is listed in this book, and again I'm quoting from Mark Satin's book New Age Politics, in which he lists 100 groups, and I'm just going through some of them. One of the New Age groups, says Mark Satin, is the Bear Tribe Medicine Society, Spokane, Washington, a group of native and non-native people striving daily to relearn their proper relationship with the Earth Mother, the Great Spirit, and all of their relations in the mineral, plant, animal, and human kingdoms. In other words, if we're any other country than America, we would call it Indian witch doctor practices, New Age movement. Then there's a group called Briar Patch Network, Ella Street, San Francisco, network of hundreds of New Age-oriented business people around the Bay Area. It may come as a surprise to you that all of New Age people do not look like Hare Krishna people who are part of the New Age with their head shaved in the airport and running around in weird little costumes. Looks like they just came out of the bathroom. Some of them dress in business suits and ties and white shirts and work because the 60s people did not all trip out on drugs and didn't all commit suicide or jump off a cliff. A lot of those 60 people are now business men making a lot of money, but they still have that pantheistic philosophy, the hippie flower child transcendental philosophy that was, by the way, sparked when the Beatles went over to their guru in India and brought this back, and then it caught on like wildfire among the young people who were being pre-evangelized by Beatle music to accept this, and then they worked into one of their famous songs, Hallelujah, and a praise to a Hindu god at the same time in a song saying we can merge East and West, Hallelujah to the Western God and praise to the Eastern God. This all came out of the Beatles, and here we have groups that are business people who are financially supporting us and working for it. Then there's a group called Berklin, a New Age workshop and conference center in northeastern Vermont, 736 beautiful acres, where you can go on a New Age retreat. There's one called Earth Camp One, Truckee, Tahoe, California, and it says, an entirely unique concept in camps, an educational community for children of the New Age, where you can go and get spiritually revived in New Age type thinking. There's a New Age group called Fellowship of Reconciliation, Nyack, New York, composed of people who recognize the essential unity of all humanity. And who wish to confront human differences with the power of truth and the power of nonviolent, compassionate, and reconciling love. Several of the themes that are emphasized over and over in the New Age movement, love, peace, universal reconciliation, not only of all men to each other, but of all men to God in an ultimate union or merging. One of the most famous New Age communities is called Finhorn Community in Forest, Scotland. We are pioneering, they say, a new consciousness through planetary service. We see our basic purpose as demonstrating a consciousness of wholeness where spiritual ideals are manifest in daily life. And they've transformed a polluted area into a Garden of Eden, and they have worldwide reputation for their concern for the environment. And a lot of the ecological concern that you hear today is coming from these pantheistic New Age groups, and they're violently opposed, therefore, to anything that, quote, a capitalistic society is doing to exploit the environment, like drilling wells for oil and other things like this. Then there's a group called Foundation for Inner Peace. Wouldn't you like to have that? In California, publishers and teachers, the Course in Miracles, a spiritual how-to book. You can take a book and learn how to perform miracles. And then they go on to describe a New Age thought system designed to remove the blocks to our awareness of love's presence through showing us just how to forgive. Through forgiving others, we forgive ourselves. Nothing, of course, about divine forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Then there's a New Age group called Global Education Associates in East Orange, New Jersey, which is described as having the hope to develop a broadly based, multi-issued constituency of world order activists and planetary citizens. Notice those code words appearing. One world government, everyone belonging to the same universal country. Another group called Holistic Health Organizing Committee, Berkeley, California. Community-based service organization whose purposes are to promote health care, which acknowledges the interdependence, code word, of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual dimensions of people. And by spiritual, they mean pantheistic, Eastern type philosophy. Another group called the Institute for the New Age in New York, New York, a nonprofit educational organization devoted to the development of people's creative selves and the unification of their various aspects, body, mind, spirit, and emotions. And now, replacing some of the secular humanist material in the public schools with some of this new pantheistic material, and what they're doing is saying things like this. I examined one from Ann Arbor not too long ago. We have explored outer space, now let's explore inner space. And in your exploration of inner space, let me give you an imaginary guide. And then, by in effect, preparing people for contact with demons to guide them through the depth of their experience and teach them how, through meditation, astrology, magic, Dungeons and Dragons, they can get in contact with the real powers of the other world. This is how sinister the New Age movement is really replacing humanism. I repeat, secular humanism is dead, but New Age movement is alive and is probably our most dangerous foe to Christianity in the world today. Then take a look at some of these other groups. Institute for the Study of Conscious Evolution. Now, here's how the New Age movement differs from secular humanists. Secular humanists emphasize biological evolution, and they say man is just an animal who is evolved by purely natural forces from primeval pond. The New Age people say man is more than an animal. He has a spirit, he has a soul, and the soul has been existing before this world, and it's incarnate in this world and will be reincarnate in next lives, because they almost all of them believe in reincarnation. And you and I have evolved biologically as far as we'll probably go. Now we have to consciously promote our own psychological and spiritual evolution beyond this point. And so they stress spiritual evolution by man's own innate powers, whereas a secular humanist wouldn't have anything to do with prayer or meditation or spiritual dimension or psychological evolution. These people believe what the secular humanist believes plus more, and that will be the thing in the future to be taught in our schools, and already is beginning. Then notice what this institute describes itself as doing, the Institute for the Study of Conscious Evolution, Mill Valley, California. It is asking this question: in what ways is it possible for humanity to intentionally and consciously participate in the survival and evolution of the species and of the planet? How can you and I consciously direct the evolution of mankind in the spiritual dimension as well as the whole planet? Those are the questions that they're concerned with. Then there's the Institute for Holistic Education. Notice this one is spelled with a W. Sometimes they put the W on, sometimes they leave it off. It means the same thing. Amherst, Massachusetts. The Institute conducts workshops in humanistic and transpersonal psychology. There's a direct connection between secular humanism and the New Age movement. And the direct connection is this. Though one of them doesn't believe in God and one does believe in God, they both believe in man. They both believe in evolution, and they both believe that man, by his own powers, can achieve his own goals, whatever they are. So they are both enemies of Christianity. And what they hold in common is far greater than their differences, and we're just moving from a materialistic humanism to a mystical humanism. We're just moving from rationalism to mysticism, but in the process, Christianity is being squeezed out, shot from the right, shot from the left, or as I sometimes put it, while we're fighting secular humanists out the front door, we are being blindsided by the pantheists who are coming in the back door and swallowing up Christianity. Now to some of the other groups, the Institute for World Order. It says, seeks to inform, educate, and stimulate a worldwide social movement dedicated to the transformation of the present international system of competing sovereign states to a just world order. It's a very, very forthright way of saying we want to get rid of all countries and political entities that are separate and make one political unit of the whole world. Institute for Noetic Sciences, from the Greek word meaning mind. Noetic science is centrally concerned with the subjective experience rather than objective experience. You couldn't get a clearer definition. They aren't concerned with the objective, they're concerned with the subjective, what I have long called the liver quiver syndrome. I've got a blessing in my bosom and I know it's true. I feel it and I know it's true. Here's the difference between Christianity and the New Age movement. The New Age movement says it's based on feeling. Christianity says it's based on fact. The New Age movement says go into the irrational. Christianity says exercise the rational. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. The New Age movement says these are private experiences. Christianity says it's a public fact. This was not done in a corner. Jesus Christ lived in history, and there's historical verification of it. So it's a vast difference between these two systems. Notice another group, Meditation Group for the New Age. The usual notion of meditation, they say, on the one hand, and of action on the other hand, is misleading. They want to unite. Meditation and action are really two successive phases of conscious, purposeful action. Meditate on the force and then become a force in society. Tune yourself into the universal energy and then expel that energy in transforming the world. That's their gospel in a nutshell. Another group is called the Movement for a New Society, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Most of the people in the Movement for a New Society hold that capitalism is partly, if not entirely, to blame for our troubles. Now, the New Age movement is not totally associated with communism. In fact, they even write critiques of communist thought. There is a communist group that belongs to the New Age movement. But there are many differences, but they also hold many things in common with communism, so they're not to be identified with communism, though they generally are anti-capitalism in the normal sense of the term, even though there's a business group making money to support the New Age movement, who are obviously New Age capitalists. Another group, the Naropa Institute, Boulder, Colorado, a Tibetan Buddhist scholar, brings together intellectuals and artistic study with the practice of awareness, meditation, body awareness, and movement. So it's a Buddhistic influence on society. A group called National Organization for an American Revolution, not like the original American Revolution, and this one comes out of Detroit, Michigan. This is the first, New Age Marxist organization. Here's the New Age Communist group, as well as having anti-capitalist group like the Movement for a New Society. There are even New Age Communist groups, the National Organization for an American Revolution, Detroit, Michigan. New Age Feminism, why? Well, because the general goals of the feminist movement are the same as the general goals of the New Age movement, so there's a whole group that is stressing the New Age themes in the feminist movement out of Vancouver, British Columbia. a new alchemy institute. Now, most people thought alchemy was dead and chemistry was alive. Well, when you revive pantheism, you revive the occult. And they even call one of their groups the New Alchemy Institute, Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Our major task is the development of ecologically derived forms of energy, agriculture, aquaculture, housing, landscapes, that will encourage a repopulation and revitalization of the countryside. Back to the country, a lot of survival groups are connected with the New Age movement as well. There's a group called Peacemakers, Garberville, California. The main points of the philosophy of Peacemakers: commitment to nonviolence, commitment to nonviolent social and economic revolution. A lot of these people have changed their violent revolution to nonviolent revolution, and they believe that they are going to accomplish more by nonviolent awareness, broadening, consciousness transforming than they could by blood revolution. And they are right now in their pre-evangelistic stage through EST, through transcendental meditation, through yoga, through biofeedback. There's a whole musical group called New Age Music. There are stations starting around the country. They believe they're going to change the awareness of people through the films like Star Wars and E.T. to accept this New Age movement, and the New Age will come in by nonviolent revolution. There's a group called Planetary Citizens, New York, New York. The next big step for mankind, they say, is an identity with a planetary awareness. Don't think of yourself as American or Russian. Think of yourself as a planetary citizen of spaceship Earth. It's a group called the Rainbow Family Tribal Council, Eugene, Oregon. We're a loosely organized group of people who sponsor a rainbow gathering each July 1st through 7th. There are classes, workshops, and teach-ins, consoles, healing sessions, and spiritual communions with, of course, the gods of nature, kind of an Indian revival of American Indian religion. Another group called the Union of Concerned Scientists. This is not a group of uneducated people. These people are largely educated. Takes New Age-oriented stands on issues like air pollution, chemical and biological warfare, the misuse of pesticides, and first and foremost, nuclear power. They're all anti-nuclear groups. Another group in New Age called Values Parties of Wellington, New Zealand, described as the English-speaking world's most successful New Age-oriented political party to date. 105 branches, 5% of the vote of New Zealand in this political party. Then there's a group called the World Future Society, Washington, D.C. Many of its members are clearly in sympathy with the New Age ethics and political values, though they officially take no stand. And then last, he lists the Zen Center. Buddhist awareness includes knowing our minds, feelings, emotions, and conditions of our physical existence. Now notice, I've listed also a few other groups that you should be aware of that were not listed in this group by Mark Satin in New Age Politics. One is called the Lucas Trust, 866 United Nations Plaza, New York, New York, 10017. Notice what it was originally incorporated as: the Lucifer Publishing Company. And after about a year, they changed their name to what looks like a euphemism or an abbreviation of Lucifer, Lucas Trust Company. This is where the philosophy of the New Age movement comes, right out of the pit, right out of Lucifer. And they even incorporated it into their first group. Then there's another one called the New Group of World Servers, right in care of Lucas Trust, just another arm of the same basic group. Another one called Planetary Initiative for the World We Choose, United Nations Plaza, and the Unity in Diversity Council, World Trade Center in Los Angeles, California. Now, there are many more. There are 100 listed by Mark Satin alone. Let me summarize what we're talking about when we speak of the background of the New Age movement. We're talking about a broad coalition of networking organizations, no one monolithic group, that are dedicated to bringing about three things: a new world order, a new world religion of a pantheistic variety, and a New Age Christ. From a Christian perspective, the New Age movement was described a long time ago in the book of Revelation. It was described by John, who said, in the last days, there will be a world government. There will be a worldwide Christ known as the Antichrist, and there will be a religion to which everyone must conform. But surely this is something like the Antichrist. Surely this is the setting of the stage. Certainly this is a Antichrist, if it's not the Antichrist, and it ought to cause Christians to take serious introspection of their own heart and serious survey of the scriptures, which tell us that in the last days many Antichrists will come and claim to bring peace, and when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction shall come upon them. Well, let me pause there and say just a couple other things and give you an opportunity. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you and praise you that you've not left yourself without a witness, that even though the Antichrists are here, we know that Jesus Christ, the true and living God, is coming back to this world to destroy the powers of Antichrist and to set up his kingdom. And even though we see Antichrist all around us, Sun Myung Moon and Lord Maitreya and Hindu gurus, yet we know we can have the Christ, the Son of the living God, within us, who died for us and who rose from the dead. And we thank you that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And so even though the outlook is dark, we know the uplook is bright, and we thank you for the privilege of belonging to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.